The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Hello, welcome, listeners. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that we're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we try to cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. Tonight, we have a guest, and I'm really pleased to have Stephen Nadel join us. He is with Zymogen, and I will let him describe himself. And we will be talking about breast cancer, since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's the perfect topic for tonight. And we will also talk about detox, how to clean your bodies out and stay healthy in an unhealthy world, so to speak. I did want to give you a few announcements. There is up and coming next Thursday, October 16th at 7:30 at Walter Johnson High School. I'm going to be speaking on ADD through autism, the dietary and nutritional interventions. And what we'll talk about is what is the science supporting the special diets and what are the tests for nutritional deficiencies, toxic exposures, and metabolism defects. And you've heard me address these issues from time to time on the air, and it will be a nice evening from 7:30 to 9. If you're going to attend, you have to contact. It's the Gifted, Talented, Learning Disabled Network of Montgomery County, and that's www.gtldnetwork.org. And if you want to attend, you could also get a hold of me. My email is Dana Lake, DanaLaake, at AOL.com, or my website, which is www.danalake.com. We also have another announcement in Rockville. Fitness for Health, which is right at the BECO building, is having a meet and greet and a wellness program. And it's November 19th. That's just a month away, so it's a Wednesday night, November 19th. And the guests will be Giorgio Culp, who is a pediatrician. I'll be speaking on nutrition. And Mark Sickle, who is a personal trainer, will be talking about exercise. And we're going to tackle the kids, obesity, diabetes, the American diet, and how we can get our kids much healthier. So I've given you two things to line up for. I want to remind you, too, this is the anniversary of our show. It's been 1 year since the Essentials of Healthy Living has been on the air. So happy anniversary to us. Now we're back to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I want to welcome Steve Nadel. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I'm happy to have Steve here. He's a colleague and a friend and a fine professional, and we will be talking about breast cancer and detox and prevention of breast cancer, therapies for breast cancer. So I want you to hang in for the whole show because we have a lot to cover. Steve, what do you want to start out with?
Well, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. Perhaps I should tell you a little bit about Zymogen and my role with Zymogen. I'm a functional medicine consultant, and Zymogen is a professional supplement company. We have novel formulas. We do third-party assays for purity and potency. We've partnered with some of the leaders in the field and to give patients and doctors the highest formulas on the market, really.
They're wonderful formulas. They're sophisticated and they're cost-effective is what I like about it. Now, on breast cancer, I just wanted to toss out a few important facts. And one is diagnosis and how you should examine yourself. And I think this is so important because more of the breast cancers are found through self-examination and observation. And an obvious one is a spontaneous, clear, bloody discharge from the nipple. And it's often associated with a breast lump, but it may not be. A retraction or indentation of your nipple. And just saying that isn't as meaningful as telling you exactly what to do. And you don't see this in the literature, but it's important to do. Ladies, you should stand naked from the waist up in front of a mirror, bend over, and observe how the breasts hang. If there is an indentation, if the nipple is withholding, then you've got a tumor, because a solid tumor will not let the flesh be pulled down by gravity. And that is a very important thing that can be done in the exams. And as I say, it's not something you're told or taught to do. Also, a change in the size or contour of the breast, any flattening or indentation of the skin, and as I said, you can see that much more easily if you simply bend over. Redness or pitting of the skin over the breast, and that is what we call stippled. It's like an orange is. The outside of the orange is stippled. If you have any of that on the breast, then that's a danger sign. So you should be examining yourself. You can learn, have your doctor show you if you're not sure how to do it. So that's the simple part. I did want to give you a few little statistics. What can you do to prevent breast cancer? Well, you can have children early, and of course that's too late for somebody that's in the 30s, but the earlier you have children, under 24 years old, the better. In other words, the less you're exposed to estrogen, because pregnancy disrupts that cycle. And having more children, now this goes against zero population growth, but the more children you have, the lower the risk, and that's about a 7% lower risk. Breastfeeding gives you 4% reduced risk per year of every year you breastfeed. But interestingly enough, the highest risk is secondhand tobacco. That's a pretty big shocker. 70% increase risk just being exposed to secondhand smoke. The breasts are extremely sensitive, as are many other areas of the body. Steve and I were talking about this, the bladder. Smoking increases cancer for most parts of the body. I think we can say that. But this issue with breast. And drinking one drink a day, ladies, increases risk 10%. Two or more drinks a day, 40% increase risk. And males have the same kind of risk with prostate cancer. So when you start adding it all up, it's a miracle everybody doesn't have it. And speaking of males, they get breast cancer too. It's a real low percentage, but males do get breast cancer. So if you see any of the symptoms we've talked about, be sure and get it examined. So let's have Steve talk to us a little bit about what we can do for breast cancer, and prevention is probably the best way to start.
Again, thank you. And for, you know, mammography is probably the standard diagnostic tool for breast cancer. But there's also thermography, and it's probably not as well known. There aren't a lot of people that do it, but it can pick up where mammography picks up maybe 2 to 3 years. Thermography can pick up 7 years in changes in the breast, the heat from that tissue.
Which is why I get thermography.
Yes.
Yes, it's wonderful, and I do both.
And you can do supplements and exercise, all kind of programs, and through thermography see the changes in that breast tissue. So one breast may look hot by having red, predominant red color. The other breast could be more blue, and you could do a program and actually see the changes over the course of months and really see how the breast can improve in health.
And these things aren't either or. People can do both of them, and
absolutely.
Thermography is totally non-invasive, non-harmful.
Non-painful.
And non-painful. Thank you for that.
I hear.
What else? We've got a couple minutes. We'll take a break, and we'll spend the whole show on this subject. But what tidbits do you have?
Well, I think my overview for cancers in general, but breast cancer, would be having your vitamin D level tested. So that would be a 25-hydroxy D3. So having that tested, I think optimal ranges should be anywhere from 50 to 80. Prevention would be eating foods like crucifers, you know, broccoli, bok choy, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. There's many ways of making those foods delicious. And then looking at liver function, because the liver is like the air filter in your car or your house. It is where all of the chemicals, the compounds, are removed from the body. And so someone once told me, a physician, that whether you make it or take it, you must get rid of it. And so the liver is that mechanism to get rid of compounds, because we get estrogens, we have neurotransmitters, we have many compounds in our body. The liver converts those compounds to a water form that can then get them out through the urine, feces, sweat.
Well, that's our disposal, and we're going to talk a lot about this. I want you all to hang in there with us. We're talking about breast cancer and detox. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We are going to be back right after this break.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probularity from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help your patients maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probularity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probularity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today.
Question. How's your back?
Ooh.
Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probularity from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help your patients maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probularity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probularity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Yep. This is Stephanie Miller, back here 9 to noon on 1260 WWRC.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. Sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we are talking about breast cancer, since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're also talking about detox, and what we're including there is what our bodies do. We're talking about the disposal systems that our bodies have to get rid of what we make on our own and what we take from outside. So Stephen Nadel is our guest for the night. He's with Zymogen, and he's going to fill us in. And he had mentioned vitamin D and the broccoli factor, the cruciferous vegetables, and liver support right before we went off the air in the first segment. So let's carry on with D.
D. To D or not to D. recently the FDA, who's pretty conservative, added to their recommendations for osteoporosis, which is in May, Osteoporosis Month, but we can still talk about the importance of vitamin D, that they added vitamin D to calcium for osteoporosis prevention. And so that tells you, because they're slow to move on the bandwagon, that that is an important, you know, pro-hormone. And vitamin D, really, the role of vitamin D is in immune function and cell differentiation. And so if you think of cells, vitamin D tells them how to function properly. And when they get confused, they can become mutations and then become cancerous. So generally, my wife, Victoria Wood, who was on the show previously, sees a lot of cancer patients, and they are almost always low in vitamin D when they are tested. And so it tells you that, you know, we're told not to be in the sun, and if you're in the sun, wear sunscreen, and it's all this fear. Then the out, you know, where we are, we're so far from the equator that we're not getting adequate levels of D. It really needs to be supplemented.
And we need to remind people of this. I used to have people say to me, "You're a nutritionist. Why do I see some tan on you?" And I would explain articles that dated back 30 years that it supports the immune system, it increases D, so it's short of redness. And, of course, people that have the melanoma history and really have very, very fair skin may have to avoid the sun, but they can't avoid D,
right.
So they need that test. Tell them the test again. We want them to ask, tell their doctors to do this.
25 hydroxy OH, so it's 25 OH D3.
And D3 is what's important. Sometimes when the tests come back that I get from patients, physicians, D2 is in there. And that is really not the form that's effective. And most people aren't taking it, so it's kind of a waste of time to even do that in the test. We just need the D3.
Right.
And as far as supplementation, the Institute of Medicine sets the standards, National Research Council, they have started announcing early on that it's time to increase vitamin D, and it's a doubling and a tripling. So give us the idea, Steve, of what people get if they're in the sun and what they should supplement with.
Well, typically, there was a study with Israeli lifeguards, and in 30 minutes, you get 10,000 IU of D. In 30 minutes in the sun.
That's significant.
So that's significant. Now, the body has a natural mechanism that that stops the conversion of vitamin D. So, you know, unlike if you were to take supplements, you could keep taking it and taking it and building up. In the sun, it will stop after a certain amount. So typically, I would say that in this area where we are, you're probably getting adequate sun from 10 to 2, probably, you know, June, July, August, and maybe 3 or 4 months of the year. And so if people start finding that, you know, they're getting pale, they're getting a little bit melancholy, they're lacking motivation, or they're getting a little, you know, depressed, that vitamin D can have a major impact on SAD, seasonal affect disorder. And so typically, I would think a good dose would be about 2,000 IU a day.
And that's what is being recommended, even higher. What I found interesting is that the old RDA upper level, upper limit, in other words, what you shouldn't exceed, is now what you should take.
Which
it's
is,
now
yeah.
The RDA. And sometimes I'm a little facetious about this, that when they reevaluate the RDAs, almost always they increase them, which means they're always wrong. And I always wonder when we get to that point where we have the knowledge. And so some people look at these RDAs as if that's the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
when really they're intended for healthy people only. They don't apply to people with illnesses and people on medications. So I don't know which four people on earth that applies
right.
to.
Well,
but
they were soldiers. They were 18-year-old soldiers during World War II who were the subjects in that study to develop the RDA. So you're talking about
your healthiest people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not healthy in the army, you're in trouble. And so, it was to prevent disease. So most of us are not in that category. And
that's,
you know,
right.
We need support.
And although we're talking about breast cancer, and low levels of vitamin D do increase risk for breast cancer real significantly. I think it's 50% or 60% increased risk, but also for prostate cancer, for cancer of the colon, and skin.
Yes.
The skin.
And lung.
Lung. I always find it a conundrum that the very reason people avoid the sun to protect their skin from skin cancer, if their vitamin D is low because of that, then they're at higher risk for more skin cancers.
Right. And there's an interesting statistic that women who were diagnosed with breast cancer, who were low at the time of diagnosis in vitamin D, had a 50% increase risk to dying from that cancer.
Well, because the immune system on an ongoing basis is suffering.
Right.
As long as you've got the low vitamin D. And of course, we know it helps with osteoporosis. A lot of people aren't aware that low levels of vitamin D are also found in periodontal disease, which it really relates to bone health. It's something that we tend not to think about.
Right. There's also a correlation with asthma. So, I mean,
yes,
like you said, immune is a lot of illnesses are covered of the, you know, in the immune system.
And the surprise that we've really noted, I think, in the last 5 to 10 years is that low vitamin D results in developmental delays.
Mm.
And we all know that they are increasing exponentially. And so is vitamin D deficiency. And I've seen my first real rickets cases, true full-blown rickets. I see a lot of early rickets just beginning, that slight bowing of the legs. That slight bowing of the legs is vitamin D
mm-hmm.
deficiency.
Yeah.
And the knobby knees and the knobby wrists. So those are things to watch out for. What other nutrients are protective for breast cancer, Steve?
Well, Zymogen has partnered with Johns Hopkins University, and they have done research on something that has magical powers, and that is broccoli. And this is a broccoli seed. So it's not broccoli, because, you know, just like organic, you know, there were studies years ago on organic vegetables that, you know, you could, or for the need for organic, was that you could look at, you know, carrots across the bin and there would be such a difference in nutrient density between one carrot and the next, because
I see.
Just like human beings, one's strong, one's weak, one pulls all the nutrients, the other doesn't. The soil's different in all areas of the farm. So these broccoli seeds are grown to certain specifications, standardizations, and the studies on prevention of cancers have been remarkable.
So that is, didn't they patent the product?
Yes. And how it works is, we talked about the liver before. There are basically two phases in the liver. There's phase one, which is called the P450 pathway.
Mm-hmm.
That generally acts on compounds, and through that action causes more free radicals. So if you, the analogy would be, let's say, the fire in the fireplace would be phase one. The chimney would be phase two. So you can have a roaring fire and your flue is closed, you're going to have some issues in your house. So
that's a good analogy. I like that one.
So the broccoli seeds act on phase two only. Most oncologists have concern about people taking antioxidants and nutrients that have an action on phase one. This has no action on phase one. It induces phase two, so it opens the drain, it opens the chimney, all of those free radicals, smoke, embers go out and get excreted.
You know, that's a really good visual. It's an excellent visual. And I know that depending on the oncologist, some oncologists encourage their patients to take antioxidants, protect their tissues when they're going through radiation and chemo, and some oncologists forbid it. And I have found that it really is, the difference is whether they have a nutrition background, nutrition education, because it isn't a theory. There are actually studies, and I know you know them, Steve, that show higher tumor kill when you take antioxidants, and it also shows that you have fewer side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So people are better able to tolerate the full treatment.
Right. You know what's interesting is, the oncologists that are impressed with something is when a patient comes to them and says, you know, I've been taking this, this, and this, and they say, wow, you're doing remarkably well. Continue doing what you're doing. They don't understand it. They may have in their mind said not to do it, but now that the patient is doing so well, they didn't lose hair, they didn't lose their appetite, they didn't, you know, get nauseous. They didn't have diarrhea and mouth ulcers. And all of a sudden, a nutritionist who had some background in this recommended it, and they go to the doctor and they say, this is what I've been doing. And they're like, you know, they don't know how to react. It's
well,
out of their field.
And that's an intelligent thing to do. If somebody's doing well, then we don't want to change what they're doing. Listeners, I want you to stay with us. We're going to cover this subject, breast cancer and detox, throughout the program. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we are sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. We'll be right back.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with Twin Lab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. Twin Lab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Wait, if anybody wonders, yes, Stephanie Miller is on 1260 WWRC.
Hi, welcome back, listeners. You're with us at the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, and we are sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and I just wanted to let you know that we've got Steve Nadell. If you've been listening, you know that Steve is with Zymogen, and you'll know that we've been talking about breast cancer and detox, so we're going to continue that conversation. So take it away, Steve.
Why, thank you. So we talked about phase one and phase two in the liver, and we talked about the broccoli seeds upregulating phase two only. Well, there's another part of detoxification that is essential, and that is methylation. Now, people who have heard of
I'm going to interrupt you only to have you repeat your analogy that you gave about phase one and phase two.
Okay. The analogy was that the liver is, let's say, like a fireplace. And phase one in the liver is the hearth where the fire, the logs are, and they're burning, raging fire, causing a lot of heat, a lot of smoke. And if you equate that to compounds, let's say estrogens, pesticides, they are compounds that are not natural to the body. And anything that is made or taken has to be broken down and rid of. So this smoke and fire has to be excreted out of the fireplace. So that's through the flue in the chimney. Phase two would be that analogy. So phase two is the chimney. And there are foods and nutrients that help facilitate that action.
They open the flue.
They open the flue. And that would be B12, B6, folate or folic acid, SAMe. SAMe is very, very important. But some people can get jittery from it.
Well, they have to start it individually and observe.
Yeah. But that is just a really important pathway in the liver. And there's other pathways. And there are foods that naturally induce that. And then there are supplements that support it. Because we don't always get what we think we get from food. You know, you look at something and you think, wow, it looks good. And somebody told me to eat it. But you have no idea the nutrient content of that food. But
we're
you do in a supplement.
We're not breeding foods for their nutrient content. We're breeding them to be juicy or bright or sweet, but
or
not so much.
Yeah, food is very good and very healthy for us. But there's a difference between food and therapy, and generally supplementation would be therapeutic. Then once you're healthy and you've tested and things are normal or optimal, then you can reduce supplementation to a core group of things for maintenance.
And I'm glad you said that, because this isn't guesswork. We have many sophisticated tests to evaluate nutrient functions. It includes blood work, urine, stool tests, digestive tests, so we really can determine if somebody has achieved their goal, just like you look in your bank account and you read the statement, you see how much money you've got in the bank and how much interest you've earned, we can do the same thing. Let's talk a little bit more about the methylation and sulfation that you were beginning to talk about before I so rudely interrupted you.
No, you did not. Well, let's see. Methylation, really, a methyl group is attached to the hydrogen atom. And so as simple as that is a critical step in changing chemical compounds. Because that is, just like vitamins, in order to get into a cell, have to go through, enzymatic changes. The same thing for things leaving the body, have to go through chemical changes to get to a water state, water-soluble form, to then be removed. So things that are in the compound, like organic chemistry compound, will stay in fat cells.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is why oftentimes people who have excess body fat or who are obese and start to lose weight can become very toxic and very ill from that release of those chemicals, is really what that is.
And don't we see that a lot? I mean, those fat tissues, those fat cells are really holding on to a lot of toxins.
Yes. Unfortunately, in our society, we're seeing more people gaining the weight than I think losing the weight.
Yes.
And we really need, through education, not just breast cancer awareness, but type 2 diabetes and obesity, is to really improve the health of our children and the parents who are raising those children.
Yes. And what's interesting is it's always been recommended in diets for years and years to drink plenty of water, because when you're losing weight, it was always suggested that you needed that to get rid of toxins. And that was before we really had the science. Now we've got the science, and we know that's the truth. It's not just water, but we've got to assist with nutrients as well, so that the toxins you're releasing aren't making you sick.
Well, I have another great saying. the solution to pollution is dilution.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, that if you don't drink water, things are immobilized. And so the key is drinking fluids move things through the highway, through the blood vessels, through the cells, and, you know, there's bioelectric impedance, which will tell you intracellular and extracellular fluid. And if you have too much fluid, both in or out of the cell, you can't move toxins and nutrients where they need to go. So that's important to know. And a lot of times
it could be
as simple as that somebody's just their fluids are not balanced properly.
Well, look what happens when someone's dehydrated. They can't think. They can get real foggy. They can pass out. I mean, it can be very dangerous. And so if we're partially dehydrated, then we're going to suffer as well. The idea of drinking enough water and diluting is very important. So the solution, what did you say?
Solution to pollution is dilution.
And,
you know,
a lot
of times low back pain can be remedied by drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like something, it seems, you know, there's a book.
And headaches.
Yes. I mean, you know, there's a book written about
the
that.
The body's many cries
for water. And it sounds so, I mean, obviously innocuous, but it is so simple that hydration should be really the first thing that one does before trying to go out on a journey of healing.
You know, if people are interested, they should read that book. It even helped with ulcers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, and it's so basic. Sometimes I think we get so wound up in the science and the specifics of nutrition and diet, we forget the basics.
Yes.
And the old wives' tales that are absolutely true. Your grandmother told you to drink water.
Right. Well, you know, on the break you were saying about a previous radio show that you were doing about the core formulas to take. And we often overlook the need for a multivitamin, and we get into these esoteric, you know, formulas and nutrients that we either hear or read about. And, you know, at Zymogen, we feel that a multivitamin is really the foundation, and you build on that. And so, you know, you want to really have a complete nutritional program and not just pot shot at putting something together that, you know, maybe is missing some key elements to it.
And those basics are people need to supplement. You put money in the bank, you put oil in your car and gas in the tank, you need to supplement. Diet is not going to do it in this kind of a world. We don't live
right in
the same world. So it's a basic multiple for age, stage, and gender. And that's easy. And Essentials of Healthy Living at Village Green can guide you through it. Zymogen has wonderful products, wonderful multiples for different stages, and probiotics, the good flora, and omega-3. That's just very intelligent supplementation. Back to the breast cancer, we have a few minutes before we go on break again. I love quercetin, and I remember when I was in school, and this was a long time ago, NIH was doing research on quercetin to determine what was effective about quercetin in breast cancer, and it's the most potent breast cancer protective of the bioflavonoids, at least it was at that time. And so I like it a lot for prostate and breast health. Talk to us about some of the nutrients that you like to recommend.
Well, we have a formula that my inner circle of friends use, and it's called MedCaps DPO. And the DPO stands for Dual Phase Optimizer. So again, we're talking about the liver. That's phase
fireplace.
One. Phase one, phase two, they're adaptogenic, so they can increase or decrease depending upon the need of the body. But I can tell you that you drink a little too much caffeine, maybe you had one glass too many of wine, you take a couple of these, and it will, I mean, you can feel the effect of clearing those compounds out of the body.
Wonderful.
That's a great sales pitch.
I like it. I use it. Widely. I use it for myself, but I definitely use it for patients. You've got to get the garbage out.
Yes.
You've got to clean
out.
And
the liver is just such an important organ in the body, and it must work efficiently.
And that MedCaps DPO is a nice combination. It's very kind. It can be taken when they're on different medications. It helps their medications metabolize.
Yes. As long as you're not on a medication, let's say, that is dose-regulated and dose-dependent, and so that if, because if you clear the drug out too soon, then it could have some ramifications.
And I warn my patients.
Yeah.
And what it means is that they're able to get by on less of the medication. And as long as we work with their physician, patients like that idea. Well, we've got one more segment coming up, and I can't believe it's gone this quickly. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, speaking with Steve Nadell from Zymogen, and we will be back talking about breast cancer and detox. And thank you for being with us. Stay with us.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probularity from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help your patients maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probularity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probularity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Help boost your immunity with Immunicore. It's a core immune support plus more. Immunicore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with three powerful core ingredients. Immunicore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use, science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with Immunicore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Wait, if anybody wonders, yes, Stephanie Miller is on 1260 WWRC.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living with Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. And I just want to say happy birthday, Pete Lake Jr., 40 years old, my son. So we're celebrating. Steve Nadell with Zymogen is with us tonight, and we've been talking about breast cancer and detox. And really, detox is core. We mentioned before we signed off that it's garbage removal. I call stage two my little analogy. I love yours with the fireplace, but mine is that when you clean your house, you've got to have garbage bags. You just can't move garbage from one room to the next. And I consider the phase two, the glucuronidation, sulfation, the garbage bag of detox. And we spend it. We have to buy more bags. We don't just save those bags, unfortunately. We buy new bags. And the body has to wrap up these toxins in nutrients that are spent. So I like to tell people, when you take in toxins or you take in toxic metals, you are spending your bank account of good nutrients. And that's why it's so important to replace them. So let's talk a little bit more. Explain more about this phase one, phase two. I call it a dual phase disposal. What drives it, and how do people know if they're working or not?
Well, that's a good question. So here are some questions that I can ask the audience and see how they answer to tell you whether or not you might have an issue with liver function. Because typically, if you have blood work, they look at liver enzymes. That's kind of static. It doesn't tell you function of your liver.
Exactly.
So, do foods such as wine, dried fruit, salad bar, vegetables bother you? Do you have an allergic reaction when you eat those? Caffeine-containing beverages. Do you get wired after drinking coffee or soda? Do you have the sodium benzoate that's in bottled juices or diet sodas bother you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you regularly use acetaminophen that is Tylenol? Have you ever been told that you have a condition called Gilbert's syndrome? Are you allergic to antibiotics such as penicillin or sulfa drugs? Do you consume aspirin? Do you have ill effects when you consume even a very small amount of alcohol? I know people that can have, like, you know, a third of a glass of wine and they are completely inebriated from that. Do you have a family history of estrogen-related breast cancer, smoking-induced lung cancer, or any other type of cancers? Prostate problems, food allergies, sensitivities or intolerances, environmental sensitivities. You go into an elevator and a woman's wearing a little too much perfume and you feel like you're going to, you know, pass out from that. Or they lay tar on the street and that smell bothers you. History of Parkinson's, asthma, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. Do you take Zantac or Tagamet? Because those block the hydrogen hydrochloric acid, and vitamins and minerals need acid in order to be absorbed. So that causes a whole cascade of problems down the road. Do you habitually consume grapefruit? Now you know that.
The grapefruit one's important, and
yeah,
especially grapefruit juice.
Naringenin,
because it really alters the way your body detoxes.
Right. And if you're on a immunosuppressant drug like cyclosporin, you would be taking grapefruit because it slows down the detoxification of that drug, and so you use less of the drug, and that drug is expensive. So in that case, it's a good thing.
And here's where the medical profession uses
this
knowledge that we're talking about right now. This is absolute physiology, biochemistry. This is what happens.
Yep.
And they're using it so that they can use less of a drug and be more efficient.
Yes, they are. They weren't initially, though. Do you feel ill when you eat foods like onion or garlic? Now, those are sulfur-containing, and sulfur is a methyl donor, phase 2 sulfation pathway in the liver.
And what would make someone feel poorly taking those? Would they just be inefficient?
No, I think they get... you mean what's the reaction?
Uh-huh.
I think they get kind of nauseous or sick from it. It's not... you can also smell from the garlic. You don't clear it, and you start accumulating it on your skin.
Got it.
But some of it is... I think an ill feeling, so it doesn't agree with you. I think it's pretty noticeable. And a big one would be taking hormone replacement. So women who take estrogen would be an issue. Do you use tobacco? Because that has heavy metals like cadmium and, you know, 5,000 other chemicals. So, I mean, there you're really testing your body's capabilities. You know, do you drink two or more alcoholic beverages a day? And then, really, your blood type has a factor in all of this. And then do you have things like diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, reflux, stomach pain? Those are not good signs. And yet, there are a lot of people who just think that's part of what happens after you have a good meal, is you get a little gas and you burp, and it's, you know, it's a compliment to the chef.
Well, if your car made that much noise, you'd be horrified.
Right.
But we tolerate what our bodies do.
And there'd be smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
So those, you know, those are some of the questions that the audience can ask themselves to say, wow, I have a couple of those questions that I answer affirmative to. That might be an indication that nutritional support might be beneficial for supporting liver function.
And just to help this hit home a little bit more, that Gilbert's syndrome is considered a benign condition where people have elevated bilirubin. But we know that means they need more vitamin E, they need more antioxidants, and whether it's genetic or not, being genetic doesn't mean you can't do something about it.
Right.
So we can improve people, and we see what we do is we give the antioxidants and the MedCaps DPO, and then we repeat those tests, and suddenly their chronically elevated bilirubin is now in the normal range. And a lot of what you were describing too, Steve, was the chemically sensitive. And chemical sensitivity occurs with people who either are born innately with very poor disposal phase one, phase two systems, and therefore the typical toxins they make and being exposed to anything in the environment is too much. Their buckets are filled up. A little bit makes them sick.
Right. And that's a good analogy, is your vat is overloaded, because when you're, you know, if you look at your body as a vat, and you start off in life and your vat's empty, and you're in elementary school, it's empty, high school, college, it starts getting, you know, maybe half full, and then all of a sudden you're in your 40s, 30s, 50s, whatever the year is, you have reached your capacity, and now those compounds, those things that you've put in that vat over all these years are starting to flow out. That's when the symptom drives you to get help.
Exactly. And people think it just happened. They say, I was healthy whole life.
Right, exactly.
But I call it a teeter-totter, too, that as you keep putting that weight on, or the straws on the camel's back, it isn't the last straw or the last brick.
Right.
It is the total load.
And we don't know what our weakest link is. So you could be eating well, exercising well, you could be doing everything properly, and yet you never tested your vitamin D, and let's say your vitamin D is too low, and that was the catalyst that started the whole ball rolling, or it could be some other polymorphism that is, residing in your body that we don't know. And so, you know, on the outside, everything looks perfect, and then all of a sudden you're 60 years old and you develop prostate cancer or colon cancer or breast cancer, and most people think, you know, what did I do wrong? How could I have avoided this? And it's a hard question.
Well, it's also being hard on themselves, because we don't have a twin and a double blind. And I had a patient who developed diabetes in her 70s and was stringent about her diet and her lifestyle. And she had multiple siblings who had gone blind, lost limbs to diabetes. And she was really despondent at this. And I said, congratulations, look how well you've done. It's mild. It just started. We've caught it. And it could have been 30, 40 years ago. So she had to look at it differently. Well,
right.
Steve, we've got to have you back to give us more information. Sorry we have to sign off. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living that you're listening to, folks. And we were talking with Steve Nadell from Zymogen. And you can access this show through MyVillageGreen.com. Remember, you have only one body. Go green for your body, the air you breathe, the environment that surrounds you, and the personal care products you use, the water you drink, and the food you eat. It all counts. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health, good evening, and go green.